We're now covering 270 million people, or approximately 90% of the U.S. population.
Extremely well done. So why do you now cope with people in this area for the business in being mobile, not just as a travel person, but mobile as an automobile person?
I think that 4G LTE connectivity, mobile broadband, is changing the way that people live and work. It's technology that makes enterprises more efficient. And for people, it makes the entertainment services much better. And so I think it's a technology that's really welcomed by both consumers and businesses. It's a fantastic capability, and I think, at least in the U.S., it is selling extremely well.
You have been not very advanced in the digital areas when we started ISDN. ISDN was much more involved in Europe. Now it's the other way around. What has been the competitive advantage of the U.S. being in this battlefield so much advanced than in Europe?
Well, I think one of the things that the U.S. did early on is made the spectrum available. The key for our industry is to have spectrum. With that spectrum, we can't grow. And the U.S. Had a couple of spectrum auctions, the AWS auctions, the 700 megahertz auctions, that made the spectrum available. When spectrum is made available, carriers build the networks, and then you have application developers and handset developers that come in and build handsets, and it fuels the cycle. The more applications you have, the more people use it. And so it is a virtuous cycle of growth, and we think it's terrific for the country.
So we don't have much time, but it's a chance of a live opportunity. So I have just one more question. On tonight, we had lots of applications, actually, who are very close to the customer. But I think there's another interesting development, device to device. Do you think LTE will be a big developer as well to send data from one device to another in the car business?
Yes, we actually are the leading provider in the U.S. Of machine-to-machine communications. Largely, it's in the 3G mode. But increasingly, the new ones are using 4G because they're much faster. But I think that you will see a proliferation of machines talking to each other because mobile broadband makes it possible.